Now, the story of relationships and communication during a time of no digital accessibility, She Loves Me, is the latest musical to hit the Hayes Theatre Company. And actor J. James Moody, who plays Ladislav Sipos, is with us today. I did not pronounce that correctly, but he is with us today to discuss the play and how he came to be involved in the project. How are you today, James?
Really well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So can you just give us a little quick overview of the play?
Yeah, sure. The story might be a little bit familiar to some people because it's had a few incarnations, probably the most recent being the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie, You've Got Mail. So if anyone's seen that, the story might be familiar to them. It's about a man and a woman who work together in a small perfumery in Hungary in the 1930s, and they really, really don't get along. They loathe each other, and they're always at each other's throats. But what they don't realize is that they are both in love with their pen pals, who they write to anonymously, and they don't realize that those pen pals are actually the other person that they hate in real life.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really sweet and it's really cute, and it's a lot of fun for the audience to sort of see them go along that journey and make a lot of sort of surprising discoveries along the way.
For sure. And so the play, it's been described as a chamber musical. Can you kind of go through what that entails?
Yeah, so a chamber musical is something that's much more intimate than what you would normally expect from sort of a big blockbuster musical, you know, in big venues with thousands of seats and huge casts. We're in a really quaint little 110-seat theatre, the Hayes Theatre in Potts Point, and there are only 9 actors in the show playing a variety of roles, and we have 6 people in our band. So it's really sort of reduced to sort of chamber size, but it retains, you know, a lot of the spirit of the original big version of the show, and it just makes it a lot more intimate and personal for the audience.
I feel like that's best the best environment for comedy as well.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, and so can you describe your own character and how you trained for that?
Mm-hmm. So I played 2 roles in the show. One of them is Ladislav Sipos. You did a pretty admirable job of pronouncing the name. We've struggled a little bit with some of the pronunciations ourselves. We had a wonderful dialect coach, Jennifer White, try and help us with these pronunciations. I think we're getting the hang of it.
But almost, yeah.
my character Sipos, he works in the perfumery, and he's sort of the best friend and confidant of George, who's the lead character played by Rowan Witt, and he's the one that's corresponding with his colleague that he doesn't like, Amalia, played by Caitlin Berry. So Sipos is kind of the quiet observer. He's sort of always in the background and listening to what's going on. He sort of plays a pivotal role in sort of getting the story of the show going, and he's sort of, you know, always there to soothe George and calm him and try and get him to make the right decisions. And then in another scene, I play a really aggressive and uppity waiter in a really fancy restaurant that is sort of overrun by people who are out for a good time, and I'm sort of the party police.
Fantastic. And a bit of variety there. And so what kind of inspired you to be involved, get involved in the play?
Well, I do a lot of musicals. I just spent a year last year doing the Book of Mormon in Melbourne, and I've done Man of La Mancha and Drives a Chaperone and lots of other sort of chamber musicals. This one is a show that I've known for a really long time and really enjoyed, and I did a really small 2-day reading of it a couple of years ago at the same space, actually, but I played a different role in that. So when I heard that they were going to be doing a full-scale production of it, I just thought it would be a wonderful opportunity. The director, Aaron James, and musical director, Steve Kramer, and choreographer, Leslie Bell, the whole team are just the exact kinds of people that I love working with and wanted to spend some time with creating a really sweet and enjoyable show.
For sure. And can you give us a little personal highlight of your own, to something we can look forward to?
In the show?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh gosh, there's
without giving away too much, maybe.
there's so much to love in the show. I mean, honestly, every moment of it,
yeah.
Every moment of it is so enjoyable. It's like, lots of people have sort of been describing the show as like just a really warm hug, or like sitting inside a snow globe for 2 hours, which is really, really lovely. And and to be on stage in the middle of it all is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Sort of towards the end of the show, we do a sequence that very quickly covers the 12 days leading up to Christmas, and it's sort of done in a sort of manic montage as people get more and more desperate to get all of their Christmas gifts and shopping done in time. And so you sort of see the shoppers and the clerks all sort of quite relaxed when they're 2 weeks out from Christmas, and then by the time we get to Christmas Eve, it's absolute chaos. And that's always a lot of fun to perform each night, and the audience seems to have a hoot in that bit as well.
It sounds absolutely great. And well, thank you so much for your time today, Jay, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. See ya.